Welcome to Many Messages. I'm Brother James, and this is Holy Week.
Wednesday.
So the fourth day of Holy Week is Wednesday, and we'll jump right into Scripture because there's a couple of things that take place. The first thing is the anointing of Jesus. Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13 says, "While Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon, a man who had a serious skin disease, a woman approached him with an alabaster jar of very expensive fragrant oil. She poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw it, they were indignant. 'Why this waste?' they asked. 'This might have been sold for a great deal and given to the poor.' But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, 'Why are you bothering this woman? She has done a noble thing for me. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. By pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she has prepared me for burial. I assure you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told in memory of her.'" So many people often forget that anything happened on Wednesday, but there are two major events that took place. The first was anointing of Jesus at Bethany. And while he was relaxing at the table with the disciples, a woman breaks open an expensive jar and pours it over his head. Immediately, the disciples become upset at what they see as a waste, but Jesus blesses the woman and reminds them that he will not be with them physically for very long. So whenever we have the opportunity to give blessings in Jesus' name, we should. Just like this woman, we have to ignore the cost sometimes and just give those blessings in Jesus' name. And quite often we get caught up on the cost and we forget the reward of the blessing. So Jesus knew his days were numbered, and he allowed this woman to prepare his body for what was coming. We may not have every opportunity to serve Jesus later. So if we get the opportunity, we should take it almost immediately, right then. Don't wait. Serve Jesus now. And that's such an important message right there. Just serve Jesus now. Whatever opportunity is set before you, serve him. Now, when we get to the next main thing that happens, and this is kind of what pushes this next thing to happen, is because Judas's heart wasn't set on eternal rewards. He wasn't set on the will of God or on the will of Jesus. So we continue on in Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16. And it says, "Then one of the 12, the man called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, 'What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?' So they weighed out 30 pieces of silver for him, and from that time he started looking for a good opportunity to betray him." So the second thing that happened on that Wednesday was a direct result of the first. And as Jesus could not get over the cost of the oil and probably thought he had been cheated somehow. See, Jesus was traditionally, he was the treasurer of the group, and he kept the money, so he was probably skimming some off the top anyway, and he saw this as a robbery from him instead of a blessing for Christ. And so he may have simply wanted to stop Jesus before they all got into some kind of trouble with the authorities, and that's quite possibly also as he was looking out for himself and everybody else, like, whoa, wait a second, this is getting out of hand. But whatever his motive, the point is he sought out to betray what should have been a very close, dear friend to him, and Judas made a deal to hand over Jesus for the cost of 30 silver pieces. And sometimes we give up Jesus for the pursuit of worldly things. We do that. We're willing to keep our mouths shut to keep our jobs, or we're willing to not go and serve in a certain mission field that we know God is calling us to because of the monetary cost involved, and we're afraid that we'd be sacrificing too much to do that. And when we do that, we're almost just as bad as Judas. We're betraying Jesus and betraying the trust that Jesus has placed in us by not coming to action, by not seeking to serve Him now. So Judas chose the financial gain over Jesus, and we do too sometimes. So we have to remember that our rewards aren't here. They're stored up in heaven. And so sometimes we don't need to count the cost. Sometimes we just need to serve Jesus. And that's really the message I was looking to bring you for Wednesday, is now's the opportunity. Now's the point when Jesus is calling you to do something. So now is the time to serve Him. Just like that woman took an alabaster jar that some people have estimated to probably equal a whole year's wages, and she spent it in a single moment, bringing blessings onto her Lord. That's the type of faith action that we should be taking, is that every moment, bring every blessing we possibly can unto the Lord. Look, I love y'all. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's message. Hope y'all have enjoyed these so far. God bless. If you've enjoyed this content, please visit my website, www.brotherjamespardee.com, to view and listen to more content that I've been able to put out. You can also subscribe to the website there and receive updates as new material comes out. And also, you can either go to patreon.com/brotherjamespardee, or you can click the Patreon button at the bottom of the welcome page, and you would be helping me out into bringing you further, better, more in-depth content. I would greatly appreciate it. Love you guys. Thanks so much.